I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources. Yeah, it's really good to be with you all. So please do comment and let us know where you're watching from. We always read your comments.
We certainly do.
And I try and go through and like them or put a comment or whatever on there. So do leave us a comment.
Thank you so much for your comments, because it's so encouraging, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, yeah. And the other thing is, if you comment on any of our posts, you know, my Facebook page at least, I know this much, if you comment on one of the posts on there, then it means you get to see more, because I'm realising that because of the algorithms, if you don't comment, the posts don't pop up anymore.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of posts on there you might want to watch on my Facebook page that you might have missed. So do go back and have a look. So today, what we're going to do, we'll just give you a little lowdown on what we're going to do today. We're talking about breaking out of the status quo. That is not the the rock band.
No,
if you've heard of them,
rocking all over the world.
The old rock band, yeah. It's not. We're not talking about the rock band status quo. We're talking about
mediocrity,
and, you know,
same old,
getting out of the box and limitations that have been on you. And we're going to be talking about time to fly, get out of the nest.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that today. We want to help you, because that really is what God's doing at the moment, isn't it, with us all. So also, we're going to give you a Miracle Cafe latest update and how you can join our team.
It's always good
at one
to
of
hear
our cafes.
About those.
And a Spirit Lifestyle class update as well, because we've got a lot of classes going on around the world. We've got words of knowledge that we want to share as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're watching, we'll do that at the end. And we're also going to pray for everybody as well, for healing and deliverance and breakthrough and all sorts of things like we normally do. So, and just to let you know, if you're one of our members on our spiritlifestyle.com portal, we'll be live on there in an hour, less than an hour.
Coming at you.
At 3 o'clock UK time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern time. If you're not a member, you can go on there and subscribe. It's free for a week's trial, and then you pay whatever you like every month. So, I mean...
And cancel any time.
So, you'll love it on there. We've got so many. I counted, there were nearly 150 videos that we've made that are on there. And
that's just part of it, because it's a great community where you'll receive a lot of encouragement from others, from other members who are on the same page and going after the same things.
Our classes are on there and
it's powerful.
So we've got some feedback. You know, last time, I guess it was last month, we were on here and
that's
we said...
Right. What did you ask?
I think I asked, when did you start really following Jesus? And I wasn't meaning just when did you ask Jesus into your life or said a prayer, a salvation, because sometimes you can say that and not actually, nothing changes. But when did you begin actually following Jesus? And we got quite a lot of comments, didn't we? So thank you.
Yeah. So some viewer feedback for you. So... forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong, but we do have viewers from all over the world, so I'll give it my best shot. So this from Zishan. Hello. I would very much like to know Jesus and give my life to him. Kind regards from West Wales.
Wow. So hopefully you did that, Zishan, already. If not, you can do it right now. And anybody else watching, if you want to give your life to Jesus right now, you want to start following him, then just thank him for what he did on the cross for you. And you can tell him if you want to tell him just some of the stuff you know, going your own way and some of the things maybe you've done that you regret, sin in your life. Just talk to him and just tell the Lord all about that. And God will forgive you completely through Jesus and what he's done for you on the cross. And the fact that he rose again and he wants to set you free and come into your life. So you just say, Jesus, come into my life and I want to follow you. Please help me do that and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And just do it in your own words. And it's hard beginning to talk to Jesus for the first time, isn't it? It can be.
Well, but it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And scripture says that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, and
Savior,
raised from the dead.
And your personal Savior, then it's as simple as that, but it's profound and it will change your life.
You become a new creation.
That's right.
A new species, that word means. Pretty amazing.
Thanks for letting us know, Zeeshan.
Yeah,
let us
amazing.
Let us know how you got on with that.
So we've got other people as well who left messages. There was Cindy from California. Hi there. Says, been following you for a while. Can't wait to see what God's going to teach us in the days ahead. Mm-hmm. She said, she's had a vision to be part of a miracle coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And she's been following Jesus since 2004. That's
wow.
Good, isn't it?
That's great. Here's one from Polly. Hello from Leicestershire.
That's in the UK.
I've been following Jesus for 42 years.
Wow.
I worked it out. That's 1980.
Wow. That's a long time.
1980, yes.
And we've got Arthur, who says, it was in 1973 that I was baptised and had hands laid upon me to receive God's Spirit. And he was 41 years old at the time. Wow. That's amazing, Arthur.
And still going strong.
Yeah. Wow.
Cindy.
Another Cindy, this one is.
You asked us to share how long we've been serving God. It's been somebody else, 42 years.
Oh, wow.
1980 was obviously a great year, wasn't it, for deciding to follow Jesus. I haven't had a perfect walk with him. Me too, Cindy. But I am determined to let him complete the purpose he created me for. So this was very inspiring to hear you both talking about God's plan unveiled and his purpose revealed, which
is
what we
were doing. Oh, yes, that was what we did last month.
Last time.
If you missed this, then you can obviously watch on Facebook. Sometimes it's hard to find. But if you go onto my YouTube channel, I put them all on there. And there should be subtitles as well in different languages. And also on the podcast, on my podcast as well.
I sense the same thing, that God is wanting us to step into his divine purpose and plan for our lives and be the light in all of this darkness. It's exciting to hear of the Miracle Cafe and your plans to expand. My husband and I are relocating, so after we get settled, we might look into opening one in our new location.
Yeah, go for it. Let us know. If you want to open a Miracle Cafe, please contact us.
I love, love, love the Spirit Lifestyle community.
Oh.
It's been an absolute blessing to me. It is what I've always felt walking in the Spirit would look like. So I'm getting bolder in my faith and watching as many videos as I can.
Wow, that's on our portal that we were talking about, spiritlifestyle.com. Yeah, we've got hundreds of people on there who are like really growing and seeing miracles the first time, like transforming their lives and other people's through the power of Jesus. So that's awesome. That was Cindy, was it, as
yes,
well?
So
yeah.
Judy says, on 25th of August 1974, I became a Christian, but it was 10 years ago that I totally did an about turn and irrevocably began to live for God. This is what, like you're saying, you can, call on the Lord and say the prayer of salvation.
Yeah, even you go to church every Sunday,
but
and it's still
different. This is definitely a different experience, isn't it, to actually completely give your life to him.
Yeah.
And what Judy says is an about turn. You know, that is real repentance. I am totally vocal about my relationship with God. No turning back. Bless you, Judy. Thank you for that.
That's wonderful. We've got lots on here.
Susan
says, I've been following Jesus nearly 50 years. Wow, amazing.
Okay, and I wanted to mention this because also Alice said in the last broadcast we did that her vision is to have a Miracle Cafe in every country in the world. And I said, well, wow, that sounds like a lot. How many is that? And we didn't know off the top of our head. So I Googled it and said, I think that's 196.
Something like that.
Well, we had some feedback about that because Wendy said, hi, Wendy, and thanks for telling us this. Mr. Google just told me there's 193 countries in the world, which begs the question, what happened to the other three? And Kirsten, do you remember Kirsten who came? And
is that Kirsten from Germany?
From Germany.
And I think you were in our cafe for a week recently.
Hi, Kirsten. You commented on this too, and put it right. This is Here's the mystery. There's 195 countries in the world today, apparently. The total comprises 193 countries that are member states of the United Nations and two countries that are non-member observer states, which apparently are the Holy See, which is where the Pope is, isn't it? Because that's a country in its own right, and the State of Palestine. So it's, you know, you get into this whole thing of exactly what is a country, because, you know, like the UK can be counted as one country, but the Football League, FIFA, count it as four countries, because obviously you get England play, Wales play, yeah. Scotland. So you do, it's very difficult to say it's just this one figure. So if anybody questioned that, that is why it all depends on how you're defining it. So it's around 200. So right. when you hit 200, then you'll know.
200 countries?
Yes, about 200. you've got about one cafe. I think you've got one cafe in Wales, and it looks as if you're going to have another cafe in another country.
In England. Very soon. Yeah, just me and Lulu were down there. I'm not going to say where it is, but south coast of England. We were down there last week, and the building work's going on, and it's the design's all done, and it's going to be opening in the next couple of months. So it's really
exciting.
I'm so excited. Yes. And yeah, what's amazing is that with our, you know, we've got our cafe in Bangor in North Wales, and we've got such a good team there of people that, and miracles are breaking out. I mean, there was just one the other day. If you saw on my Facebook page, I put a video on there of a lady called Joy, and she literally had just gone into the cafe. Nobody had even prayed for her yet. She sits down at the table and suddenly she gets healed. She couldn't see through one eye.
I love it when that happens. I think that's just so cool.
It's just the presence of Jesus is so tangible in there. So everybody seems to notice it anyway, you know. And so you don't need me. You don't need to go and find Alice in a cafe. You just need Jesus. And so that's what we want to do. We want to open cafes all around the world. Although not just one in each country.
God doesn't really need us, does he? But he likes to use us. In his, because of his wonderful love and grace and mercy, he decides to include us. But often we get in the way more than help, don't we? But he loves that.
Are you speaking for yourself there, or are you talking about me as well?
Yeah, I'm speaking for humanity as a whole.
Yeah, no, we do.
But yeah, definitely.
And the thing is, you know, that scripture, Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. That is really saying that because we died with him, he's now, and we ask him into our life, he's in us and he lives, the two of us together, he lives through us. So everything that Jesus did and is and did on the earth and everything, we can do. Yeah. And the inheritance that he has, we have that as well. And we can bring heaven to earth now because he's in us. And it's, if you get your little brain, my little brain around that.
Little brain.
I mean, okay, so some people have larger brains, but compared with God, we've got little brains, haven't we?
We really have.
If we can get that, you know, if we start really living like that, that's what we're going to see. And that's part of what we're talking about today, really, that, you know, just not having any limitations and just really stepping into everything that God has for us. I did want to mention as well in the UK, because we're talking about the UK, which is where we are. We're in Wales at the moment. But, you know, we had the Queen's 70th Jubilee last weekend, wasn't it? At the same time as Pentecost. And, you know, we've had prophetic stuff about beacons being like the Queen's Jubilee. And, you know, I really feel like something shifted. And if you feel like that over the last week or so, that we're in a, you know, since Pentecost, since the Jubilee, let us know what you're seeing, because I'd like to read that. If you can just comment, just what, if God's showing you anything on that too, the beacons or the Jubilee. And Jubilee generally means, you know, in the Bible, in Old Testament times, it was where you got slaves were released, debts were cancelled, and this is the season we're in. It was just the Queen's Jubilee, I believe, was just like a confirmation of that. Of what God is doing.
Yeah.
And that through Jesus, every day we're in Jubilee, aren't we? the year That's of right. Lord's yes. favour is
the
every
year of Jubilee.
So just a quick bit more to say on the cafe. Yes, we are looking to, we are expanding, we're growing, we're wanting cafes, miracle cafes in lots of different countries. We're hoping to be in the States in the next, I don't know, let's say within the next 6 months to or so, maybe. We're hoping.
We do do hear the lateral flow test thing has all stopped.
Oh, yeah, the COVID to get into the States.
So
now.
We're really is moving on apace, isn't
jolly
it?
Jolly good.
With, in terms of the, you know, the freedom of movement.
Yeah, and obviously we're trying to be led by the Holy Spirit, and he doesn't always tell us what to do, you know, ahead of time. So we're...
Until the day before.
Obviously, we need to plan when we're travelling, but we're going to be moving around again. I was going to say homeless, but, you know, our home's in heaven, isn't it?
Is.
So we've always got a home. But, yes, we're leaving where we are very soon, and we're going to be on the road again and, you know, setting up miracle cafes and our spirit lifestyle classes, local classes as well. So, and obviously carrying on doing all this stuff, because we can do anything from anywhere nowadays, can't we? Our portal, obviously, we spend a lot of time working on that and with the community there. But just so you know, if you are interested in getting involved and joining us in one of our cafes, or even opening your own miracle cafe and want to partner with us, we would love to hear from you. So I'm just going to give you, we've got one website to give you now, one web domain name, haven't we?
Because yeah.
If you go to this one, you will actually find everything we do on that one page. You can click through the various websites.
It just makes it a whole lot easier.
It does. So do you want to say what that is?
That is spiritlifestyle.group.
Yeah.
Spiritlifestyle.group.
So it's spiritlifestyle.group, group. And you'll find all the different things, all our resources on there, the cafe website, the portal, everything. So anyway, if you want to go there, go and find, maybe look at the Miracle Cafe page. There is a page called Join Our Team. And what we really would love is to, we're looking for someone to supervise our cafes. So one, we want somebody like that that can work from our Bangor, North Wales cafe, somebody on the south coast of England. We're going to have them in different countries too,
mm-hmm.
where if you feel like, and this is what we're talking about again today, if you feel like you are ready, like, you've been
raring to go.
You're raring to go. Like, Lord's been teaching you. You've been on a journey with him. You've been practicing some stuff, maybe moving in the gifts of the Spirit. But you just feel like you just need to be, you need to hatch. You need to be launched. Then we would love to hear from you if you're interested in working in one of our cafes, maybe front of house. If you're a supervisor, if you've got management experience in any kind of business type environment, even in a church environment, we'd love to hear from you. You could be suitable to oversee our cafe, or, you know, each cafe. So we are looking for people actively. Chefs as well. These are all paid positions as well. We're looking possibly for volunteers too, or interns as well. So please do get in contact with us through the website.
Yes, so you could. There's a form on there for you to contact or ask more questions or apply.
Yeah, or donate, because we really do need financial partners as well, so we'd love to hear from you. Okay, so over to you. Do you want to talk a bit about,
well, we really wanted to talk about, what do we call this Facebook Live today? It's to do with breaking out of the status quo.
Yes.
Not the band. So, you know, breaking out of that kind of sense of nothing's happening, it's same old, I'm kind of stuck in a bit of a rut or a loop here. And I really wanted to just draw a few lessons from a story about Prince Jonathan in the Bible, that you will find in 1 Samuel chapters 13 and 14, because there's some great lessons in there for us.
I love
for those
this story.
Who might actually feel like, you know, they are stuck and they're in a bit of a stalemate. So I'm talking to you, particularly if you have a real, let's say there's a kind of frustration, almost a righteous frustration, but, you know, in your heart that you have a real passion for something. And just taking that outside of the church and spiritual type language for a second, that might be that you have a passion for something creative. You have a song. You have a voice. You're musical. It might be artistic. It might be that you have a real passion for sport. That there's something in you. God's gifted you in that way, or you have one of these scientific type minds, yeah, where you're always kind of coming up with ideas, and you have this dream that you are going to invent something one day.
Yeah, or a
business idea.
Could be anything,
you know,
couldn't it? Really.
But it's just kind of like there never seems to be the right moment. You know, when you always feel like, well, I need more time. I need more money.
Yeah.
Same old. That's same old, isn't it? Yeah. Well, getting into this story about Jonathan, Prince Jonathan, you know, he's in a situation in 1 Samuel 13 where it is really stalemate. He has a passion. He's a prince of Israel. His dad is Saul. He's okay. He loves his dad. He's not a bad man, but he's not a great leader. He kind of makes mistakes. Anyway, Israel is actually under occupation by the enemy, the Philistines. Mm. And so they have garrisons dotted around. And none of the Israelites are allowed to have weapons. They're not even allowed to have an ironmonger.
Oh, really?
In the place, because, you know, otherwise that's going to be a threat. Mm. But they have this one concession. Saul and Jonathan are allowed to have weapons for some reason. So that's okay. Right, but Jonathan is frustrated by the fact that, you know, here's the Israelite army and they're kicking their heels, they're not doing anything, nothing's happening. So you know what? He just thinks one day, I am sick of this. I'm just gonna go and do something.
Yeah, so he's been sitting there for a while, yeah, frustrated. Yeah. Feels like he's not walking his calling. They're not doing anything.
Now, you
they're
could just, say, you know, well, you know, if he'd done it right, he would have gone to Saul and asked permission, and Saul would have talked about army tactics and stuff like this. But on this occasion, he decides he's just going to find his own way, follow his own heart, make his own path, and just do whatever small thing he can do to make something happen. And I think that there is a time for that. You know, and if those who have responsibility over us, you know, parents or whatever, they need to recognise that there comes a time where you need to make your own way. And I think that's really important. But he has one friend. He has an armour bearer, which is really important too, because it's not a fair weather friend who panics or says, oh, you know, Jonathan, we should really check this out first, or, you know, is this the right time, or it might be unwise. He says, no, I am with you all the way.
And it's good to have wise counsel from friends and family members, but
it is.
You do need to be aware that very often people don't maybe have the same vision as you, maybe not the same level of faith as you. And if they don't see it, they can be quite negative. But those kind of friends,
you want friends around you who are really positive,
yeah,
and honest with you.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to agree with everything you say, but they're with you.
Yes.
You know, and they're cheering you on. They want the best for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important as well, because we do need these people alongside us, particularly if we're going to be stepping out. We can't do everything on our own.
That's
and
right.
So he goes off and with his armor bearer, and he hatches a plan. Okay, so it's not a great plan, but it is a plan. And he says, this is what we're going to do. Let's go over to the garrison of the Philistines. And this is what he figures, because if God is going to do something, he can save, whether it's by many, a whole army, or by few, just me and you. So, you know, what Jonathan realises is that really, if there's a block to God moving, it's not really to do with God.
It's not on his end.
It's on our end, isn't
it?
And Jonathan just thinks, well, God, I'm going to just give you an opportunity here. So let's go over there
and, you know,
and
what?
Do it.
Isn't that God is looking for opportunities? He's looking for those who will really say, you know, take him at his word and say, no, I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to give this a go. And he will back you up when you do that. So what happens?
Well, obviously, like, what Jonathan realizes is that the real enemy isn't really the Philistines. It's the fear that holds you back, or those imaginings that, well, if I do this, you know, I might fail, or, you know, I might get rejected, or anything, or I might get ill, or I might lose money. And this is the real enemy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And this is why this is such a good encouragement to those of us who are maybe holding back because of what we think of as the things that are blocking us. But actually, we need to be honest with ourselves and say, what's the real reason? Because there's nothing to stop us from stepping out. It may be taking those first steps towards our dream.
Yeah, and that's good. It's the first steps, isn't it? Because very often we've got a dream, we've got an idea, we've got a vision of something for the future, and we wait thinking one day I'll get my breakthrough, and it never comes because you're just picturing what it's going to look like in the future and you don't feel like you need to do anything about it.
Yes.
You just think it's going to happen, and it's... doesn't usually happen like that, does it?
Yeah, faith and fear aren't exactly opposites. They're very similar. Fear is really just putting your faith in the wrong thing, in negative things that close you down and hold you back. Whereas faith actually is putting your trust in God, which actually opens up the path and the possibilities for God to move and for miracles to happen. So, you know, you could start recording that music or start writing that book or begin to take steps towards launching that business. So this is what Jonathan does. He says, we're going to shout up to the Philistines, and if they come down to us, then leg it. Run as fast
leg
as you...
Leg it? Is that a technical term?
That's a technical term.
Run fast.
Run as fast as you can, because... it's not going to happen. Let's get out of here.
So say that again. So he says, right.
He's going to shout up to the garrison on top of the hill and say, oi, you know, we're down here.
This is just Jonathan and his armour bearer. This is the two of them and his massive army.
Now, if they start coming down to us, then we better run for it, because I think that... But if they say, come up here, then we're on. I believe that something's going to happen. And they do. Sure enough, they shout down, you know, they kind of laugh at these two hapless Israelites down in the valley and say,
guys,
come up here, let's teach them a lesson. So Saul says, come on, for the Lord, for Saul, for Israel, and up they go, up the hill.
The two little guys. You know, really,
which is not really strategically the best kind of position to be in, going up the hill. You know, there's
everything. A reason... was against them.
There's a reason why the garrison's on top of the hill. That's another lesson, actually, that often, you know, when we do set out, it can be an uphill climb and it can be hard work. It's not necessarily going to be easy. But this is what I imagine God is thinking as they're doing this. He kind of like says to... There's the Lord sitting on his throne, and he says to those that are around him, do you see those two crazy guys down in the valley? Those two idiots running up that hill towards the Philistines. I like them. They're really crazy, and I really like what they're doing. Let's manifest our glory right there.
Wow. God loves it as well. When we step out and we push through, it's like God thinks, I can work with that.
Yes.
It's like he wants something to work with. That's right. You know what I mean? You can work with it. You can work this when we do that.
And you touched on this. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, what happens next is amazing, because, you know, they start... What it says is they fell back before Jonathan, and his armour bearer came and slew them behind him. So I don't know what they were seeing, but I think they were seeing a lot more than Jonathan. I think the Lord manifested his glory. And it says, fear took hold of the whole Philistine occupation.
Wow.
So Jonathan's small victory and small step of faith becomes a victory for the whole nation, which really is. So this story really tells us, like, number one, the value of starting small, not staying home, not sitting on that dream, actually doing something, doing anything that is just one step towards that.
Yeah.
Having trusted friends who are going to encourage you and are going to be with you and say, you need to go for this. And also just giving God even a small opportunity, you know, taking that risk and giving God that small opportunity to reveal his glory.
Wow. That is so good.
It's such a great story, isn't it?
I love that story.
So much in there. So we want to encourage you to go for, you know, those dreams that God has put in your heart. Enter that sports competition or that music competition or whatever it might be.
Or pick up the instrument, start playing, you know, get lessons.
Start learning.
Start writing a business plan for your business.
Volunteer somewhere. Volunteer. You might not have the experience or the wherewithal to, you know, launch a cafe business, but you can go volunteer in a cafe. You can begin to learn the ropes.
Oh yeah, if you're near one of ours, we'll train you up and then we'll help you start one of your own.
And of course, whatever you're doing as you get out there, it's opportunities to love people, to minister to people, to pray for them, to be the light, you know, where you are, but to be really walking in the purpose, you know, the gifting that God's given you. So we encourage you to do that.
That's really good. Also, I was going to say, as well as cafes, we've got, you know, we have our Spirit Lifestyle classes. We'd love you to join one of our classes. Some of them are local in different countries. Some of them are online. And you can practice and you can encourage one another. If you don't have friends that are supportive, that are on kind of the same page as you, then it doesn't have to be one of our classes. There's other things out there you can get involved with. But we have classes that you can join, get, you know, they're free, aren't they, to join, and you can get encouragement. We train you up, we activate you, we give you homework, we want to launch you, and we also want to have people that would like to start their own class as well in their community or online. So if you want to do that, maybe you feel like you've got all this knowledge, maybe you've been in church for years, or you've been, God's been showing you stuff and you have no sort of outlet for it, something like that, where you've got help and support and everything, all the tools you need, could be a good way forward for you if you're not quite sure how else to start. And you know, I was thinking about just that it really is time, if you haven't already, it's time to hatch. If you've been incubated, if you've been feel like you're incubating something or you're pregnant with something in the spirit, it's time to launch, it's time to give birth, it's time to be hatched. And you know, we live on a mountain in North Wales, and there's a lot of trees around us and a lot of birds, aren't there?
Yes.
And probably. We've got a bird feeder outside the window, which Rob you dutifully go and put the nuts in, don't you? And
yes.
It's quite tricky because you're on a mountain, it's steep slope, isn't it? So you have to do it with a long pole to reach.
I'm telling you, they scoff that food so fast. I mean, we buy like 5 kilo bags of stuff. It's not just tiny little bits of seed.
Big sacks
of seed, and they just scoff it up.
They go through it. We have lots of woodpeckers. The other day, I'll put it onto Facebook, or maybe on Instagram, but I managed to get, we had an adult woodpecker and a young woodpecker. They looked the same, apart from the red was in different places on the back of its head and
That's
everything.
Right,
but one was feeding the other on the bird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute, aren't they?
They're lovely to watch.
They really are.
Yeah.
So, but if you're feeling unsettled somehow, if you feel like there's some changes happening, something's up, maybe you're a bit scared, you're a bit, you know, unsure of the future, but you feel like something has shifted, I believe that it's almost like you've been, like God's been a bird, you know, a mother bird maybe, incubating the young, and you're one of the young, and it's getting to a point now where it's time for you to come out of the nest. And even, you know, it's great because these woodpeckers on the feeding station, the adult bird is still feeding the young, even though the young has come out of the nest. It's obviously started to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And the young is trying to, you know, it's getting some of the the seed and the nuts itself, but it's also being fed by the parent. And it's really, it's so good to watch. But it's like the Lord, he maybe is nudging you out of your comfort zone, out of the box you put yourself in. And, you know, I was thinking it's like an eagle. And in the Bible, quite often talks about eagles. And in Deuteronomy 32, it's talking about the fact that God, it says, shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them. So that's when it's, the, you know, it's kind of helping you out. God's helping you out your nest. And if you're feeling unsettled, don't worry about it. Just, it's time to step out in faith. That's all it is. And very often what we've found in the past is you think you know what God's called you to do, and you maybe even started on something, and then things feel like it's the enemy attacking or whatever. But it's very often, it's just the Lord shifting things around so you don't get too comfortable, because he wants you always living by faith, listening to him and really going deeper in him. And he doesn't want you to be stagnant and just stuck in the nest.
Well, it's part of the growing up process of,
it is.
You know, maturing.
Yeah.
You know, these birds, they can't, they're not going to fully grow into adulthood if they stay stuck in the nest.
They wouldn't survive.
Learn to fly.
And it talks this in Deuteronomy 32, it talks about, you know, it spreads its wings to catch them. The eagle, the parent eagle, spreads its wings to catch the young and carry them aloft. So you're not going to be on your own. God's there. And we just want to encourage you really to be looking at what is it God's calling you into, and to make those first steps perhaps. It's time to venture out, and it's, you know, you don't want to be living below your purpose. And sometimes you can start feeling disappointment or boredom even, or there's something, you just discontented with what is, with the status quo, just what the normal life that you're in, you want more than that. And that's a good feeling to have. So don't fight it, but really push. And
well, it probably has, sorry, but it's
all right.
Probably, you know, has negative consequences, because that passion and energy's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, and if you're not really stepping out on what God's called you into, yeah, your passions, your energy,
it's gonna find another outlet, but it could instead of going into the positive things that it's supposed to, you know, it can start going into things like resentment.
Yeah.
You know, because you start resenting the fact that you feel like you're being held back, and bitterness, and it can be very bad for you. Actually.
Yeah, you start grumbling, complaining, criticizing, being judgmental of other people, and getting involved in sinful activities that are selfish,
finding other things to blame it on,
or getting full of fear. You know, if your focus isn't on God and what he's calling you into, and the challenges that brings, the exciting adventure that brings, then you start spending more time reading the news or thinking about what's going on, and you do, don't you?
And you get
full of fear.
It's very common.
But I was thinking about Joseph. The Lord's been talking to me about Joseph. I've been reading about him again. And, you know, for him, he had a dream and a vision, didn't he, of his future. But it all went opposite to that. And quite often that's what happens. He was held in prison as well, through no fault of his own, for a long time. And he could have just thought, this is never going to happen. But suddenly he goes from the prison to the palace in one day. Like, it's crazy, isn't it, how it happens?
Only it didn't happen in one day.
No, it did when he went.
I know, but it was the culmination of
a long
story, wasn't it?
And that's for all of us, is the same. We're in our nests and we're thinking, when's it going to happen? I'm being held back. But you need to be on the edge, ready. And sometimes the Lord will push you and he'll get rid of the nest. And then you've got to fly, you know? Or he's just, you know, if you don't launch yourself, if you don't take that step of faith, you, like we say, you're just going to be miserable. Very, very miserable. You don't want to be miserable.
Don't be miserable.
But suddenly, what I'm trying to say is suddenly everything will change, and it can happen very fast.
Yeah.
And but God's been preparing you for it. So all that you've been through in the past and what you're going through now is God prepares. He uses all that stuff, even if he's not sent all the bad stuff, he will use it as we make the right choices and submit to him. He will be able to use it, and it's really to prepare you for what God has for you. And and like Joseph, he was able, all that he used, didn't he? God was able to use that through him for saving the whole nation. And he gave him solutions. He came up with these solutions by getting wisdom from God that really had a massive, massive impact. And but it did look really like nothing was going to happen, and then suddenly it did. So, you know, that wilderness that you've been in maybe for a long time, it's like that nest that you've outgrown, and it's time now for you to get out of the nest. You don't fit anymore in that. So
that's good.
Isaiah 40 verse 31. I'm just looking at the time because we've got to go, because we're in 15 minutes we're going to be doing our live Q&A on our spiritlifestyle.com portal,
answering some very tricky questions. We've got,
well, are they tricky?
I think
we don't really know all the answers.
What we're doing,
believe it or not, we don't but God does. So I was just going to read Isaiah 40:31 in the Amplified. It says, "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired." And, you know, as we get out of our nests, we fly, we do our bit, God will lift us. It'll be in his strength as we trust in him. And it's going to be amazing what you're going to see, what God's going to do through you.
God's good.
He's really good.
Can I just quickly give a Spirit Lifestyle class update before we...
You can indeed, end. Yeah.
Well, the classes are growing, we're delighted to say. And we're always looking for more volunteer coaches, particularly some of you seasoned Christians out there who may have, you know, a little bit of experience of leading small groups, or, you know, you've got some teaching ability.
Yeah, you don't need to have done it ever before, but you need some spiritual maturity to do it. Yeah. You feel like you want
to just to help
lead
others
and teach.
Now, we do all the teaching is in the videos, you know, so really you're just facilitating the class.
We give you all the notes.
Helping,
to help you.
Yes, we give leader's guide, and it's just facilitating others who want to learn, and, you know, do the. We even suggest an activation, and you can do that together.
Yeah, practicing on each other, and then there's faith activation homework as well, isn't there?
And it truly is an international community. We're currently UK, USA, Kenya, Botswana, South Africa, Malaysia, Panama, Cypress, Switzerland, Estonia, Norway, lots of countries.
And more.
Yes.
But we haven't all got all of them written down. But very exciting. And it might be that, you know, you want to start a class from scratch, or maybe you've already got a small group, maybe it's a home group, maybe you're a church leader and you are looking for resources. This is really, it's different from anything else out there because it's activating you. You know, it's the way we've done it, it's teaching that is simple, so it's suitable for people who don't know Jesus yet but are hungry spiritually. We have a lot of people giving their lives to Jesus after watching the videos and joining a class, and it's also suitable for people who've been following Jesus for years and years because they go deep as well, and there's a lot of supernatural aspects to it as well,
of course, yeah, because we serve a supernatural God, don't we?
We do, and we want to see these multiply. So we're looking for, if you're in a class already, one of our classes, then please do consider, you know, starting your own class. Do contact us. And we've called it Weekly Coaching for Spirit, Soul and Body, which is great, isn't it? It's what it is.
So we've just got a few minutes to just pray for everyone.
Yeah.
Have you got anything you want to share?
I think we've covered most things. I'm just having a look. So, we've got our Q&A. Our live Q&A starts in 10 minutes, I think. So we need to go and get ready for that. But some of the questions that have come in that we're going to be answering are about curses and breaking curses. I think we're going to pray with everybody and take people through that, getting rid of curses as well. Also, how do you deal with a broken heart, particularly in relation to prophesying and, you know, with people, ministering to people? You know, what, talking about Paul's thorn in the flesh, what was that about and what does that mean? How do we pray for somebody over the phone or when we're not with them, you know, that can really, we can help, we're going to do an activation on that as well in the in the live Q&A.
Sounds good.
Discerning demonic spirits and with all our senses.
So
that's,
good
that's
stuff.
Some of the questions we're going to answer in a moment on our live, it's our live Q&A on our spiritlifestyle.com portal. So if you, we'd love you to join us on that. It's open to everybody. You need to be a subscriber, one of our members, to watch that. So you can do that for free, for a free one-week trial, and then you pay whatever you like every month. You can
so
choose.
Go and check that out.
Yes. So I've got a couple of words of knowledge, and then we're going to pray for everybody
then
watching.
Then we'll wrap up.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just, before we came on, I just said, Lord, show me something for somebody watching. And I just got the phrase, living a lie, just popped in my head. And I think maybe there's somebody, you're watching us, and you maybe just recently you've thought, I've been living a lie. And it's something that's just, it's like been a surprise to you, but it's like a revelation you've just got. And I don't know what it means, whether it's in your marriage or whether it's in your, or whatever it is, but you've been living a lie and it's just been revealed to you. And so I just really, God is going to show you how to live based on the truth. And but also it's like you'll come into a brand new season. This is, I mean, really brand new season. And the past, if you just say, God, please forgive me for living that lie, no matter how that happened, and say, Jesus, come into my life. If he isn't already in your life, ask him into your life and say, God, fill me with your spirit and I want a brand new start. It's just, I feel like God's giving you a fresh start. So.
Oh, I really feel that. So there's a real sense of freedom on that.
Yeah.
So we bless you as you just enter into all that means.
Yeah. And also, I think for many people watching, it's a fresh start for you. It's like the, in a book, you know, if your life is a book, it's like you've come to the end of a chapter and that page is gone and you can look back and God can use some of the stuff. Well, all the stuff you've been through, he will use it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want you to keep looking back and going, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or that hadn't happened to me, I'd be okay. And he really wants to say, no, that's, forget that. And he wants to heal you of brokenness and the pain from the past. He wants to lift off the hurt of your history. So just right now, we just, as we pray, if that's you, just, we just remove that through the power of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, for a fresh start for you, that you'll never be the same ever again. And you're going to fly. You're not going to have all those things holding you back, those limitations that other people have put on you or you've put on yourself, in the name of Jesus. And also,
amen.
Somebody, you're paralyzed on the left side of your body, and I don't know where that's been for a long time, and I don't know how that's happened, but you are being healed right now. So we just tell any, even if that's not you, but you have paralysis in some part of your body, we just tell that paralysis right now to go, whatever's caused it, be healed in Jesus' name. Any demonic spirit that is causing that, leave in Jesus' name, and for full healing and restoration to come back. Because this is a time of jubilee, and everything the enemy has stolen, whether it's your finances, your health, your relationships, whatever it might be, you know, your hope, the enemy's stolen these things, and it's time. We declare that it's time for restoration, that it's payback time. So
amen.
We declare that those things are restored to you better than before in Jesus' name.
Amen. So we've run out of time.
We have run out of time, yeah.
But we just bless you. I just pray for all those who are listening or watching, you know, particularly those who the message about breaking out of the status quo has really resonated with you today. And we just pray, Lord, that you would work in those hearts, that you would bring about a real sense of determination for those first steps, you know, outside of the box and into that new pathway, that new mission that is really a God mission upon those people, Lord. We ask that you would speak into their hearts, you would guide them, that those that passion and that gifting and that purpose would be released in Jesus' name, even in the small steps, and that as they take those steps, Lord, that would give all that opportunity for you to begin to move and to pour that anointing on their lives for breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, yeah, yes. That was really powerful.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you for joining
and listening
us.
If you're listening by the podcast. And do come and join us. If you go to spiritlifestyle.group, you'll find all the stuff that we do on there.
Yeah.
And we'd love you to join us. And go for it. This really is a season to go for it. So bless you. Bye. See you soon.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye. Check out our website spiritlifestyle.com for all our latest news and training resources.